Two Pennsylvania State Police troopers were shot this morning in Susquehanna County as they were responding to a call near the village of Thompson. Both officers were transported to local hospitals. Their conditions are not known at this hour. We'll have further details as they become available. Democratic members of the Pennsylvania Senate are calling on their Republican counterparts to pass transit funding to prevent a disaster. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Senate Democratic leader Jay Costa and Democratic Appropriations Chair Vince Hughes spoke in Harrisburg, saying they have the votes to pass transit funding. Hughes says that's if the Republican-controlled Senate comes back into session.
23 Democratic senators are ready and have been ready for months now to get this done. To get done what the House of Representatives have passed on four different occasions, which they're prepared to pass again for a fifth time, to fund appropriately one of the most important economic drivers in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which is the SEPTA system.
Costa said there's a bipartisan vote available to approve the legislation.
We know, as for a fact, documented publicly by more than three members of the Senate Republican caucus, that there are votes there for this proposal.
The deal would also include infrastructure funding for road and bridge construction. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
A man has died after being hit by a Peter Pan bus in Philadelphia's University City neighborhood. It happened around 9:30 this morning at the intersection of Market Street and Schuylkill Avenue near 30th Street Station. Officials say the 39-year-old man, who used a wheelchair, was panhandling in front of the federal building. The bus, according to police, was en route to D.C. On a lighter note, in sports, it's Eagles-Bengals at the Link tonight in the Birds' first preseason game of the 2025 campaign. Phillies are en route to Arlington, Texas. They'll meet the Rangers tomorrow night.